The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lucas Boyd says he has a video of this. Did you see it, Limits?
No, but he is on hold.
Oh,
is he the actual guy?
Yeah.
You sure?
I vetted him as best that I possibly could over the phone.
Bob, would you like to bring in Lucas Boyd? He's a man who claims he caught the Freiermuth punt celebration.
Right. One of the biggest moments of yesterday's game was Pat Freiermuth and the big 20-yard touchdown, followed by the punt. And it landed in the hands of Lucas Boyd, who we welcome now to Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. So, Lucas, you got to prove it to us. Happy holidays.
Mr. Joe, Mr. Pomp, thanks for having me on the show. Can you guys hear me?
Yes,
loud
sir.
And clear, yes.
I was sitting there, section, I think it was C-138, row C, seat 910. I've got the ball. I've got a video of it. The woman behind us actually took the video. And I was just perplexed that it jumped in my hands. We were sitting down in the PNC Champions Club beforehand. I caught a field goal pregame and had to give that ball back. And
I have a quick question.
Wow, that's two balls in one day.
It was incredible.
Watch it, Bob. Lucas, I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
And I'm not doubting you at all. Just maybe a little bit. Why haven't you posted this video on your Twitter account or your X account?
I didn't know if I could walk out of the stadium with it.
Well, why haven't you posted it yet?
I can post it for you right now.
This makes me think of the Franco Harris.
This is like the Pickens
reception
conspiracy.
Ball. You know how the guy and he, Mr. Baker, had it for a long time. But that back then, when Harris scored, no one knew just how significant that play was in their history of the game.
Yeah.
They didn't have netting behind the field goal thing. So he's sitting there, got it, escorted out, had it for all these years, and eventually made a nice gesture to Joe Hardy on his 100th birthday. But the fact is, nobody knew how much that ball was worth. Not that this is going to be worth a lot. I hate to do that to you,
right,
Lucas.
Right. But, it's a memory.
But it's a memory. It's for you. It's a memory. And so if you have it, you verify it, we can get Pat to do it.
Wow. Listen to that offer, Lucas.
I just sent it. I would love that, Mr. Pompiani. I'd appreciate that. I'd love to have him and Russ, maybe.
Now he throws in Russ.
How about
Tomlin? You want Tomlin? How about Mahomes when he comes to town? You want Mahomes to sign the ball?
He was cooking. He was cooking, and I've got to have the chef sign the ball as well.
Bob, I actually admire that ask. It's easier to, ask for forgiveness than beg for permission. I like the ask.
Good.
Can you give him that too?
Well, I don't know about that. I've known Pat a lot longer than I know Russ. I don't know. I could ask and see what happens.
Why don't you ask
Pat?
I'm sure
Mr. Russ would love to do it. He would help a Yinzer out, a big devout Steelers fan, and that would be an awesome Christmas present for me and my family.
What's going on back there, Limits? I heard you oohing and aahing.
I'm just wowing at the offer. I'm looking at the football right now. That is the football.
Is it?
Well, I mean, it has like the official Steeler logo and the number on it. I'm sure that they can either authenticate it or just...
All right. I like this, Bob. Bob can try to make it happen.
I want more to the story here, Lucas. Was anyone wrestling with you for the ball, or were they all very nice knowing it's your ball? No one tried to tackle you and knock it out,
I've got a video of the whole thing as well. Like I mentioned, the lady behind us was video recording it. And no one really tried to wrestle it, but the people were coming around. I suppose you're not supposed to walk out with the footballs. They want to limit the fights and everything. So we went and we bought a blanket. We put the football in the bag, and we put the blanket over top to steal it, you know, get it out of there.
Bob, I heard Devin Bush tried to tackle him, but he easily avoided the tackle. Lucas, did you catch the ball easily, or what was it? Describe the catch.
I wasn't even looking, and my wife is sitting, you know, she was sitting beside me, and she just goes, "Luke, ball." And I turned, and it fell into my hands, and I tucked it very quickly, and I held it like a little baby.
So clean catch then?
Clean catch. The field goal at the beginning was not. It bounced on the ground, and I caught it on the bounce. This one, though, was a clean catch. I think it hit the roof that's sitting right there by the Champions Club, but I caught it on caught it off of that ricochet, and it was clear in my hand.
So in your view, that looked like a good punt to me, was it?
It was a good punt. Yeah,
he didn't
it was
hang
time.
It,
he had hang time.
For the touchdown. So I didn't even see it. I saw him punt the ball. I wasn't tracking it. I was celebrating. She turns and says, "Luke, ball." And I turned, and it wound up in my arms.
Is there video then of that, of the actual catch?
I got it, yep.
We got to see that. You have to post that. I mean, I believe you now at this point, but I'd love to see the video. Do you have season tickets there, or was this a one-day thing?
Oh, I wish. That was my wife and my Christmas present to one another. We love season passes. It's just it's hard to afford them nowadays.
Oh, that's true. But you
this
had a great memory. You were
ball.
There at the right time.
Two balls for Lucas on the same day.
On the same day. That's an unusual feat there. So you had a great pre-holiday gift. So... Well, send what you got to send and leave your information with Austin over here, and we'll see what we could do for you.
Thank you, Lucas, for the call. That's awesome.
Heads up, the video's on your timeline now. So appreciate the time, gentlemen. Love the show, and I'll stick around. Thank you.
All right.
Bob, here's Lucas. The video. Go to Lucas Boyd. Here's the video.
Wait a minute. I got to go to Lucas Boyd.
Here.
Hold on a minute.
There's Wilson rolling out. There's a beautiful touchdown pass.
O-Y-D.
And then I still think in tribute to George
Pickens. Wait a minute. Is it Lucas Boyd or Luke Boyd or what is it? Lucas Boyd 0880?
Just Lucas. Yeah, Lucas.
Underscore?
Yeah, there it is.
There it is.
I see it.
There he is. I don't know. He did catch it cleanly.
He's wearing a Big Ben jersey.
He looks like Donnie Football. Is this Donnie Football in disguise?
No.
Or not in disguise?
How come I don't see it? Where is it? I'm on Lucas Boyd.
Donnie Football shared a pretty funny story with us yesterday, Joe.
What did he say?
He said that the people sitting behind him at the game were talking about our draft of Browns players all time since 99.
They said after Myles Garrett, they couldn't think of one other Brown since 1999.
I don't see it.
Incredible.
Why don't I see it?
You will in a second, Bob. Well, this is amazing, and that was very kind of you, Bob.